From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. One of the selling points for the new movie about Amelia Earhart is an uncanny resemblance. The film star, Hilary Swank, looks a lot like the real aviator. And that got Bob Mandela wondering, does it really matter if a biopic star resembles its subject?
Everyone knows what Lawrence of Arabia looks like. He looks like Peter O'Toole, just as Cleopatra looks like Elizabeth Taylor and the King of Siam looks like Yul Brynner.
These are the children you shall teach. Someday shall allow you to meet my others.
More, Your Majesty?
Children of wives not in favor with King. 67, I think.
Any actual resemblance, strictly irrelevant. So when the producers of Amelia bragged that their star looks so much like Amelia Earhart that they could use 1930s newsreel footage at one point rather than shooting a new scene, you think, well, cool, but so? It's lucky casting, certainly, but since when are filmmakers sticklers for authenticity? In TV's The Tudors, for instance, even this season's aging Henry VIII isn't the fat, goitered, thin-lipped king we know from his portraits. He's pouty and athletic with a crew cut. Easier on the eyes, presumably, as he's bedding those six wives. Or consider Julia Child. In this summer's Julie and Julia, the hair's right, but not the look. The real Julia was bubbly and flamboyant.
Welcome to the French Chef. I'm Julia Child.
So Meryl Streep captured the plummy voice.
I'm Julia Child. Bon appétit.
Streep didn't have to compete visually with a shot of the real Julia Child, but films about other famous figures have lately taken to actively bragging about how true to life they are. Audiences sat transfixed through the end credits of the movie Milk last year, as photos of the real people who'd worked with gay activist Harvey Milk were matched with the actors who'd played them, virtual twins, some 30 years later. And a similar impulse drove the makers of the new soccer rivalry movie, The Damned United. In this country, we don't know feuding coaches Brian Clough and Don Revy, but in Britain, they're downright legendary. And again, they're nearly twinned. We've got footage you can compare on the NPR website. But just as a sample, here's how Michael Sheen's Clough and Colm Meaney's Revy sound in the film when they're arguing on TV.
I'm a warm man, an idealist. I do believe in fairies, and that's my outlook. Don is slightly different. He's a cold person.
No, you don't know
and
me.
And that lack of warmth, that coldness was there. It permeated the club when I arrived.
I totally refute that.
And here's the real coaches arguing on TV.
When I went in there, there was friction. There was unhappiness.
What do you mean, friction?
There was unhappiness because you'd gone an unsigned contract.
No.
Pretty close, orally, and close in appearance and gesture as well. And you want downright genetic closeness? In the rap biography Notorious earlier this year, the late hip-hop artist Biggie Smalls was so precisely captured by actor Jamal Woolard that Smalls' own son was cast to play the rap star in childhood flashbacks.
With the mic in my hand, I know that you understand. Not a fool or a loser, I'm a woman.
Now, it's worth noting that dramatic effectiveness does not depend on visual accuracy and, in fact, may be undercut by it. If you're lucky enough to get handsome Johnny Depp for your gangster movie and then load him down with prosthetics to make him look like craggy John Dillinger, the audience is going to spend the whole movie cursing you and thinking about makeup. On the other hand, when you're handed not just a look-alike, but a look a whole lot alike, as with Hilary Swank and Amelia, why not take advantage? Just don't expect it to do too much of the dramatic work. As your parents no doubt told you, looks aren't everything. And as the film Amelia will tell you, looks will do nothing at all to brighten a dull script. I'm Bob Mandela.
And you can compare Hollywood stars with the famous people they've portrayed yourself. If you go to our website, you can check out side-by-side photos of the lookalikes. That's at npr.org.